Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Danish Christmas celebration coming up here very soon. Yule Fest is getting underway very quickly here in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. And we're going to talk about one function of Yule Fest with Janelle Hansen, who's in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Good morning.
Appreciate it. A lot of people have their hands in Yule Fest preparations.
They sure do. It takes a lot of people, a lot of volunteers.
No doubt. There are a lot of factions to this. There are a lot of things going on, and I know one of the things you're most involved in is the concert that's going to be a part of that. What's that like to put together?
It takes a lot of work, although I've done it for so many years it gets to be rather routine, but hopefully the concert doesn't seem routine. But I have a lot of people that I call and contact and text now. Students do that. Primarily, it's the only way I can get a hold of them. So I beg and I plead and I ask them to come and sing or play an instrument for us. And we really have several individuals this year that have stepped up, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night.
Is it meant to be mostly a local concert featuring local artists?
Generally, it is. We have had people come in throughout the years from different cities for one reason or another. Usually they have a connection to someone here or a friend of a friend. But this year, I think it's primarily local. I do have a couple people that actually several people that have graduated from Elkhorn, and then they go on to college or work or whatever, and then they come back. So, for instance, Lexi Waymeyer graduated from EHK a few years ago, four, and she's now teaching music. So I'm pretty excited that she'll come back every year and perform for us. I also have Kristen Hansen, my daughter. She's still a student at Iowa State, and she's coming back. Lauren Christensen is the new manager at the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines, and he's going to be performing for us as well. So it's a wide variety of performers, but they are very good. And a lot of these people have had professional training and maybe have gone on to do something in the music field and maybe not. But I think people are generally surprised when they come to the concert at the high caliber and the quality of performances that we get.
This is more than just calling the local high school band instructor and saying, hey, can you send over a few?
It is, and I do that too. For instance, you know, Dustin Markson has played his tuba for us the last couple years, and he's an all-stater. So this kid is like one of the best tuba players in the state of Iowa, and he'll come and play for us. And I think people are thinking, you know, oh, a tuba solo. And then they hear Dustin play, and he's amazing. He is just really amazing. And then I found out he has a really great voice, so I talk him into singing in a quartet. And I'm just so pleased and happy that he will do that as well as the other people.
Is there a lot of rehearsal time? It's hard to throw a band together and say, hey guys, go on out and let's have fun and play. It can sound really disjointed if you do that. Do you spend a lot of time working on it?
I spend a lot of time putting them together in the program, but most of the performers are soloists or duets. I do have a couple quartets. So if it's a duet or a quartet, then we'll have to spend some time practicing, but otherwise, these people are practicing on their own and then coming that night. And I play the piano and I play the organ, and I usually do something on our new pipe organ as well. But so I end up accompanying most of them. So I'll work with them ahead of time individually on whatever their solos are. And then we'll put it all together that night. And I'm always just so thankful that it does come together. But it always does, and it's always a lot of fun.
So does Janelle dole out all the assignments? You're playing this, and you're playing this song, or do they all come in with their own ideas?
They all come in with their own ideas. I do have some that I throw out there, and once in a while they ask for suggestions. Occasionally I have two people that say they want to sing the same song, and then I have to referee. But generally, you know, I don't have that happen, and it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you get a lot of folks that come back year after year to enjoy the show?
I do. I absolutely do. And there are people that come from Atlantic, Audubon, Harlan, Guthrie Center, and I know specific couples that I only see at this concert, and they have come for probably 10 years, and they just come specifically for this. So it's a great way to start your Christmas season by coming the Saturday after Thanksgiving and hearing a lot of really great Christmas music.
Do you get feedback from them?
I do. I get a lot of good feedback. People come up. Of course, they know me now because I've been doing this for so long. And they come up and they really appreciate that. It puts them in the mood for Christmas.
What's different about a Danish Christmas celebration?
Well, I was raised this way, Jim, so I don't know.
Don't know
any
other way.
This is all I know, but one thing we do is we like to dance around the Christmas tree. So following the concert, we have a Christmas tree set up in the basement of the church, and we have coffee and cookies, and then we dance around the tree, and we sing a couple Danish songs. And in the concert, I always try to throw in a Danish song or two. So that's one thing that is different about celebrating a Danish Christmas.
Is there any cost to attend?
There is no cost at all. It's a free concert. We do ask for a free will offering, which probably will not come as any surprise. But we, several years ago, wanted a grand piano in our sanctuary. So this really started with that fundraiser. And we were able to purchase a grand piano really after one or two concerts because people were so excited about getting this. And they said, would you play it? And of course, I did and several others did. And that grand piano has been such a great addition. But then we decided we needed to fix up our pipe organ, and so which had been placed in our church years ago. So we started raising money to renovate our pipe organ. And that took several years, but we completed that project about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's just a great instrument. And I play a couple, maybe two or three hymns, and people will sing during the concert. And then I usually try to do a special organ piece during the concert, too, just to show off the pipe organ a little bit.
Isn't it funny? You can put a price on anything, but if you just tell folks to open up and give whatever you think it's worth for the night of entertainment that you're going to have, it's amazing how much more money one can raise.
I don't know what the difference would be. We've never really done a comparison, but we have had years where we've raised a lot of money, and it just tells me that this is something that people want to see continue, and they want to support it, and they know that it takes money to maintain the pipe organ. It's not just a one time and it's done. And the same way with the piano and other things like that. So we're really happy that they'll support it.
You bet. Yule Fest is coming up on the 27th and 28th of November. That's a Friday and a Saturday. We didn't even talk about date and time. When is the concert?
It's Saturday, November 28th at 7 p.m., and it's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church.
So this is kind of a grand finale for the weekend festival.
That's correct.
Excellent. And everyone is welcome. It's certainly going to be a family-type atmosphere for something like this.
That's correct. All ages are welcome, and there's something for everyone.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like a lot of time and preparation is put into this to make it such a positive event that folks want to come back to year after year. So thanks for all you do.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hope you have a great night.
You too.